Hi, and welcome back to Gray Area. My name is Krista Rodriguez, and today we're joined by Nicadia. Nicadia is a Thai DJ and producer whose fierce techno sound has graced record labels such as Intech, Filth on Acid, Codex, and Set About, and international stages at Love Parade, Rainbow Serpent Festival, Watergate, and numerous Ibiza clubs. Along the way, she's elevated the underground scene of her home country, Thailand, while overcoming many struggles. She wrote about her inspirational journey in her recent autobiography, Positive Energy, and we're so lucky to have her here with us today. Nicadia, welcome. How are you doing?
Sawadika. I'm good. First of all, I just want to apologize for my English and my accent. So I hope you guys will understand my accent.
We love it. Where are you currently?
So at the moment, I live in Berlin, but I'm from Thailand. Yeah.
Okay. And I understand you just came back from traveling?
Yeah. So I just come from India tour that was traveling for 24 hours. And today I am home. Just for one day.
Oh my goodness, I can imagine. You must be so tired from the long flight.
Yeah, we are tired, yet, but I love traveling and I love my job. So tomorrow I'm going to play in Hamburg already.
What was your favorite part of writing your autobiography?
Favorite part is that I wrote the book in Mauritius. In that time, the island is no COVID. So I was there and inspiration by the birds around and with the sea view. I am on lockdown for 2 weeks and I can't really forget to write the book. So that it's nice things around, you know?
Why it sounds like a very peaceful view, having the birds and maybe the trees, the island.
Yeah, it's such a nice feeling because in that time, December actually, in Europe, normally I should be in Europe, but I got the request to play in Mauritius Island and on the quarantine time, such a relaxed, no disturbed, you know, so I can really concentrate to write the book and the view on my balcony with the sea view and just a nice temperature and the birds around, yeah.
I mean, you said you love to travel and it's something that you've been doing very much for so long. What was it like kind of staying in one place for a lot of the time during COVID?
For me, I also really enjoy doing COVID time at home. Because I'm not like just chill and do nothing, but at the first, I'm really happy to stay healthy. Because traveling and also drinking, you know, like cannot sleep really well, jet lag. And staying home, I am busy with my studio and I learn German and I learn many things just around the house, busy around the house. But the most important, stay healthy, that I really enjoy.
So you speak Thai, English, and German?
Yeah, my German not perfect yet, but I do exam, like still kind of beginning. But I keep on learning still.
That's still amazing. I mean, that's probably one or two more languages than most people can speak at all. So what does positive energy mean?
It mean me, because the whole my life, I always stay in positive and when I play, people always comment to me like, Nakadia, I love your positive energy. So I am the keeper, give energy. And also
I can already feel it coming through the screen.
Today a little bit tired. Normally I have more energy.
Wow. So one of the biggest themes of your autobiography, Positive Energy, is you not giving up when things got tough. And we'll talk more about that later. But first, let's go all the way back to your childhood. Can you tell me about growing up in Isan?
Yeah, so things around it, the rice fields around the village is really small village. In that town, it's like 50 houses. And my playground is just go to the rice field in the season of the year when they spit the rice out and the tree separate. And they make a mountain of that glass, the tree, what you call it, the mountain, but it's really soft glass, you know. So we like to jump to the to that mountain and play and pushing my friend down, and we laugh a lot. And yeah, so we went to picnic sometime, like we took the plastic bag with our rice and some banana, something what we can eat on the way. Just want to go around the jungle and the farms around the village. And yeah, we are poor, and but I am happy because we did not miss anything in that time. And yeah, so how is it? When I grow up, the villages have no electric in that town. It's kind of romantic if you think in the positive way. Yeah, so have no electric and the water. I have to go pick up the water from the lake to fill it up to my family to use their bedding while they going to work, and I come back, they have the water to shower. That's how I grow up. But I'm so happy when I fill up the tank of the water. When it's full, I like, I'm done my job. Yes, now I go play.
So I think in your book you talked about using a wheelbarrow to move the water.
Yeah, it's like that is a handmade for my parents. So they have two wheels here, and they built from the wood, and I just have to push with the six bucket. Mm-hmm. And one bucket is heavy, like about 15 kilo per one. And I saw such a little girl, I don't know how can I carry that. And now like, oh, my bad.
It is good practice for carrying all those vinyl records later, right?
Yeah, exactly, because when I become a DJ, also the same record bag is around the same 15 kilo for like 80 vinyl. And I really push it up on the plane by myself. I don't want to ask any guys around me because I don't want them complain. Like, ma'am, sometimes I got one time complain. They say like, ma'am, if it's too heavy, why you bring with you? So from that on, I just carry by myself. But now, I'm happy to play USB now.
So from very early on in your life, you were independent and had to do a lot of things by yourself. And you ended up moving out of your parents' home when you were 15. Why did you leave?
Because I want to go work, I want to make money, and I want to have my life. Not like I want to run away from the family. My family, they also went to Bangkok, to the big city to work. But me too, I also want to go somewhere. And I want to find out also, like, I went to the factory, how they produce the dishes, you know. So I went to apply the job, and I can make money, and I can find out how they make the dish. I work for 1 month, and I change the next factory, and I want to find out more how they produce hard dish. Yeah, so I'm doing like for 2.5 years, and then I start to get bored. My person, I love to always change something, looking for something new. So until this shopping mall, factory for me is really bored, so I moved to the shopping mall. So I start to get more colorful life. I saw the people walk past by different faces. Because in that time when I work at the factory, everybody just wear the white outfit, the cover, to protect the dusty. And we can see only the eyes there. And it looks so boring, you know? Yeah, so yeah. And then I work at the sticker shop that I, on, you know, the monitor with the, I don't know what the name, like sticker shop that you can take a picture at the selfie, you know? Yeah, and that. And then I go into the work. After that, I work at the internet cafe, right?
What did you do at the internet cafe?
At the internet cafe is getting to find out about my life, myself, finally. I start to learn on internet and learn English by chatting, searching around, you know. And I also update the music to the customer who walk in there. I play the music, and sometimes the music is get bought for me, so I went to bought the new music to update to the shop. So basically, if I look back, when I was young, when I was 12 years old, I think I am a DJ, but I didn't know. So because in my village, my brother, he had the big boombox, and with the, and I want to play really loud. I'm so exciting. So I play loud music in my village, and the neighbor requests the track, and another neighbor requests, can you play the volume louder? Yes, and then until I come to work at the internet cafe, and I also update the music, play the music. And every night after this shop, internet cafe shop, I went to party every night.
So what kind of music were you playing on your brother's boombox and at the internet cafe?
I a little bit shy to talk to tell the people in the business now what do I play, because in that time it's the Thai music. I think I know I don't like it. I want to be cool. I want to be better. But if talking to the business people now, we are techno, we are electronic music. But I will play the Britney Spears, Backstreet Boy, some MTV pop music, you know. It doesn't fit in with the music today at all. But in that time I think like, oh, I'm so cool. I listen to you know, not Thai music.
That's completely okay. I can totally admit that I was a huge NSYNC, Backstreet Boys, Britney Spears fan when I was younger. Pop music is very close to my heart. And yeah, it sounds like that goes for you too. So I also understand that you threw parties with your friends on the rooftop of your apartment. Something about whiskey and monks in your book?
Yeah, right. Because we are six girls living in one apartment, and we're naughty, you know. So we are only one that can go to the roof, and yeah, we're making a party, and we're drinking the cheap alcohol from the Thai cheap alcohol. Smell really bad and tastes really bad, but we want to get drunk. We want to dance. So my friend found the tape. Yeah, like samba, Rio de Janeiro, and like mix dance. They call mix dance music. Like we saw, we think like, wow, we are so cool. We don't want to listen Thai Isan music or something, you know. And then we put the tape on and we just dancing around. And I start when after the alcohol, I start to take my shirt off. Of course, I still have the bra, and then I just swing around. And my friends saw, like, look, they all follow me after that, and we all just swing around like that with this shirt. And the next day, the people downstairs, they saw us what we doing, and then they joke about us, you know. We're a little bit shy after that.
It sounds like a fun night.
Yeah, that was really fun.
So to fast forward a little bit, while you're working at the internet cafe, in 2002, you traveled to Germany. Was that your first time traveling?
Yeah, also the first time outside of my country. So
oh, wow.
Yeah, Sebastian, that my manager right now. So he invited me, come to Germany. I want to show you European and clubbing scene, you know. So I'm happy to see something different. Like I say to you, I always looking for something new. I always hang out to the Thai club, and finally now I can come to Europe. Like wow, so good experience. That was, I went to the first club in Germany, and Marusha playing there. And I cannot believe the feeling in the room. The people really, they really fed to the DJ. That what we will never have in Thailand. People have their own table in Thailand. They care them table and talk with friend, then dance with friend. And the DJ is some corner somewhere. But in Germany, like wow, they have the state DJ booth. Everybody fed, like now everybody know what the DJ mean, right? You fed to the DJ, you be with the DJ. That is amazing moment in 2002 that what I see.
And at the time, Marusha was a superstar DJ in Germany. And being as a female DJ, I imagine that's something you did not see very often back then.
Yeah, in that time, and then she going international as well. If the DJ make to international DJ, that you must be really big in that time. And then also on that night, not because she big or something like that, that I want to be DJ. I just decide because I love the music, I love the party. In that night, I tell Seb like, I want to be DJ. So the next day, we went to the record shop and we tried to searching for the record for me to begin.
I mean, what about that night? What made you decide, yes, this is what I want to do?
Because the energy of the room, you know, I love the atmosphere and how the people really respect the DJ, the face to the DJ and the feeling and the music. And my hair stand up like, wow, I'm in the middle of the dance floor. And I want to be a DJ in that moment. Because I love to party anyway, you know, I love to hang out. So why not take this becoming the job? Then, yeah, here am I.
Fair enough. I gotta ask. Since you were taking requests for all your neighbors on your brother's boombox, do you take requests now?
No. Not in the club before, we give me, I mean, the early of my career, because I play in the club, not the right club, let's say. So in Asia, like they always request some track, this and that, you know. And I'm happy to play in Europe that people not request. They want to hear the music they never hear on the radio, and they want you to surprise them. And yeah, me too. And even I play, I love to play the track that I just bought new and I never played before. And I want to be surprised myself when I'm mixing. So one time I did like for 4 hours set, all is 90% is new track. And I love it. Oh my God. Like the first time playing the track that I never know before for 4 hours set. And the time goes so fast.
Oh wow. Yeah, I'm sure it's really cool when a DJ can feel the same excitement from a new song as the crowd is. So how did you learn to DJ?
So Sebastian teach me how to DJ. I'm a little bit special because where I grow up, I have no music at all. I don't know nothing about the music. So I have to learn everything from zero. It's not like the children now, they grow up with electronic music, they have YouTube or something. In my time, nothing. So lucky that Seb also, he used to be the promoter and he know the DJ, how the DJs work. So he not DJ by himself, but he know how to teach me. So that when I get the two records and he also support me with the turntable. The beginning, I also don't know nothing. Why turntable they have two exactly the same? Why do you need two? I thought like one broken and then you will use another one later. Yeah, so quite a stupid idea. And since until that, Seb teach me, it's quite really hard to start with the vinyl because it's no, you need to have the experience, right? But to find the BPM, it took me quite a while until
So you learned the hard way before kind of digital beat matching was a thing. You learned the original way. So you practiced DJing with just those two records, just learning how to beat match. And then I understand you went back to Germany for a bit, right?
Yeah, so because I know how to mix and I make the beat, but I was not good enough and I have no inspiration. And for the students that listen now, they might not understand because now they have YouTube. You can just sit at home and learn from YouTube, right? For me, I have to come to Germany and I went to the club to have a look and listen how another DJ playing. I will keep on go to listen another artist, but I'm learning to not copy them. So I just learn to get inspiration and then I create myself. So in 3 months in Europe, that I really practice hard for until the last week that Seb say, "Are you ready to play in the club?" And I say, "Yes, I know all the why not now." So I'm really looking forward to play before I go back to Thailand. And I did it.
And you practiced in what I understand was the back room of a technical school?
Yeah. So it's like I am a student because the fan of Seb have he have the TV studio in university for a student, and they have one room for me there to practice. So I am the most loud in that university. On the underground room there, and I put the music on for 3 months. Some they like it, some they not like it, and then they're happy that I left. Yeah.
So what was Thailand's electronic music scene like at the time?
In that time, it is they don't really have electronic. They're more to the commercial music. Like when I want to begin DJ in Thailand, it's not easy for me to find a place because they say, the club owner say you have to change your music, then you can play here. But no, I'm not going to change because this is what music I like. I found in Germany. And until Seb have an idea, like, let's go to Koh Samui. Koh Samui is small island in the south of Thailand. And the next island, Koh Phangan, they have full moon party there. So Koh Samui also a lot of tourists, clubbing, all European people there. And they listen to my music. So then I went there. I looking for the place to play. Not even asking for the money because I didn't have no name at all. So I asked from place to place, like, can I play? It's so hard, you know. They say, no, today we have the DJ number 11 of the world. We're not interested in you. Like, okay, then I will remember you that. And then I go to the next bar and restaurant, oh, no, not restaurant, bar and club. Yeah, keep on asking until one play they say, yes, you can come to play. The place really small, like the wood house. It can fit in 150 people. And yeah, but I was so happy that he said yes, because I play practice already at home every day. I kind of get bored with the home view, you know. So I'm happy to play in the real sound system. And he let me play kind of early night when the staff get ready to drink. And no party in the dance for yet. It's early of the night. But I'm still happy, positive again. Yeah, I'm happy that my first step I play in the real sound system. And then the manager like, wow, your music really nice. So you can come back next time to play for the people. And that is the next step that I really... When I play, I'm so exciting. I just rock the dance for 150 people in full house. And I got the request from that night to play in South Korea.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because the club, in that time, a lot of club owner and promoter, they're on holiday. And they found me like, wow, your music is so great. And I would like to invite you to South Korea. And in that time, it's not so good yet. So Seb helped me to talk and plan the schedule, the gig.
So right away you were an international DJ. You were already flying to other countries.
From the first year, the first moment, like, wow. So, but it's also, it's good experience because I'm not resident in one club because I can play different club. That also good challenge that I can learn about the dance for every city and every country, they are different. That's how I learn.
What pressures did you face as a woman who wanted to play underground music versus the commercial music that that you heard a lot in Thailand?
I think that you're talking about DJ there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because the DJ there, they want to have a job. So they play for the owner request. Tell the owner, tell them what to play. This is my place like this. You should play like that. But for me, I want to enjoy my job. I want to have fun. I'm not want to play who telling me to play. So I'm not, this why I'm not resident anywhere. I'm freelance DJ. So when I have a gig, I'm going to play. When I not, I'm practice myself. I play at home like that. So.
So after a few years of after a few years of living in Thailand and being an international DJ living in Thailand, you moved to Germany. Was it hard getting used to living in another country, or did living on your own for so long make things easier?
For me, I don't have a problem because I kind of enjoy to move different places because we're doing like 3 months in Thailand and then I come 3 months in Europe. So Seb helped me to doing a tour. In that time, also not really easy. You cannot just email. You cannot Facebook to people request. Like how to contact with them, you know. In that time, we have to do really own school to looking for the job before we make a tour in Europe. So I make a mix CD and somehow said really clear where he find the contact from the club around Europe. And then we fax to them or we send the mail, really big pack of mail like this. And then we went to the post and send everywhere around the world. We invest. I don't really make money in that time, but we invest for to send the mail, you know, cost quite a lot of money in that time. And we got answer back, some not, but yes. So we did 3 month tour from that. It's really good experience that I can see the world and I can play different than for. And quite really challenge. You say is that easy or not? For me, I enjoy to move from different place because it's interesting for me to see the lifestyle of different country in Europe.
So when did you start producing?
So I start producing since 2005 because like when we. In that time, you can on tour as the DJ. You make your name as a DJ, but then become the point. It the DJ now you need to produce. The time change, right? So I work with the sound engineer from different city around Germany, try to find the best job sound engineer, and I learning by the time, and yeah and. Until now that I get better with the by myself. So I'm more into the modular, and thanks to COVID time that finally like I really can learn a lot and practice my skill. So I bought a lot of modular gear at home and it's so exciting to produce when I come back home. Even the little bit time at home like today what just one day home, I still not have my time to work on the sound yet, but I bought more, I update more sound, more modular. So I have to build it by my hand on the box. I will show you the picture later. Yeah.
So what does a normal day in Nakadia's life look like?
My normal day, I am preparing my suitcase, washing my clothes, cleaning the house, and yeah, prepare myself for the next tour. I don't really have time to really sit on the couch and relax. But okay, I do my best. I try to take time to look a movie. 1-2 hours is okay because I want to learn more. I learn so many things and I addicted to learn because I don't have a chance when. Like you say, you know, right, that when I'm 15 years old, I am out the house. I did not go to high school, did not go university. And now I want to learn, to repeat from my past that what I'm missing. Lucky that today that you can learn a lot on YouTube. So That is the best. So that my normal day away on the computer.
Do you spend time in your studio? Is it easier for you to produce when you're kind of like traveling, or do you like it better when you're kind of at home for a time?
For me, if I produce, I am faster on the laptop. So that is the best because at home I use modular gear that is analog. So I not really need computer at all. I just need computer to record the sound. So I just jam playing around, and then when I traveling, I use the sound that I record to work on the track. So that is, yeah, I enjoy that because my on the laptop I'm faster.
How do you look for and discover new music now?
New music of me or of someone?
Like when you're looking for music for music to play in your sets.
So on my set, I try my best to looking the new track on the Beatport or something, or checking the track from the friend promo from friend. And my set is, yeah, is a journey. So I have to see how the crowd and how I feel. So I don't know how to say looking forward to catching. I don't know. I just play by feeling and just do homework, prepare the music. Where should I go pick it up, go get it? It's like packing the bag for traveling, you know, what clothes I got to wear, something like that. I don't know my answer, right?
I love what you said. You said, I play by the feeling. How do you feel when you're DJing?
I do my best also because I love to come to the club early, 1 or 2 hour, to listen to DJ play before me and to see how the people react. I try to read them, how they react with the sound. Do they want harder? Do they want softer or melodic? Or I try to read them and I try to feel, you know?
What's your favorite part about DJing?
My favorite part of DJ, I mean, I enjoy to give the people the music that from my heart, and I bring from my arm to the mixer and get out of the speaker to the people. That's the best part.
I love that. So back when you started, underground dance music was not very representative when it came to people like you, people, Thai people, wider Asian talent, as well as women. Do you feel like that has improved since then?
Yeah, in my time, it's quite really hard to be at the female or Asian that I play in Europe. It's so hard because they don't trust me. They think European white guy can really play, can give you a good music, that for sure. But when they see me on a deck as the Asia, they not trust. They stand and have a look. Let's see what I'm gonna do and try to judge me on my mixing. And nowadays, it's completely opposite. Like you are being also a female, and if you are beautiful, that is just so easy. Unexperienced, you can just get the booking around the world. Totally opposite.
What would you say has been your biggest achievement so far? What are you most proud of?
That I did my career by myself. I mean, like self-make, you know. So I select the fan from place to place and from the dance floor, and I did it. Yeah, it's hard work. It take a while, but I did myself. That's what I'm proud, and I am still grow. So even 20 years now in the business, always grow. So that is I am proud of. Different than the generation right now, you can grow yourself on social in the different way, and I don't know they're proud of or not, but I just walk like I'm walking on the stair step by step, but I never walk down or we go up and up. 20 years I still walk up. That's what I'm proud of. I don't take a lift like another people right now.
I love that. I didn't take a lift. I took the stairs step by step. Okay. Well, that's the end of our questions portion. Now let's get into our speed round where we ask a few questions where we just go one by one by one. Are you ready, Nicadia?
Yeah, okay. I hope I can be fast.
We'll be great. Okay.
Okay.
Favorite color?
Now I like black.
If you were an animal, what would you be?
Before I would like to be giraffe, but now I want to be bird.
What kind of bird?
Any little cute bird, black bird with the red hair. I don't
I
know
can
the
totally see that for you.
name.
Club or festival?
I like the club feeling because I can be close to the people.
What's your favorite song to finish a DJ set?
I love to close with something with the beautiful melodic. It's I cannot mention the name fast now. Any beautiful down melodics.
You have a plane ticket to go anywhere in the world. Where do you go?
I want to go to the beautiful island, the in the south of the India,
Maldives.
Maldives.
Ooh, that
I
sounds
never
nice. What's the first thing you do when you get home from tour?
been there. Drop my bag and try to clear my house, clean a little bit. I want to live good, and then I'm making a tea.
Okay, well, that answers my next question. Coffee or tea? You're a
What?
tea girl.
Yeah, I love tea. Yeah.
What kind of tea?
In the morning I drink green tea and evening as well, and doing in the daytime I drink different kind of tea to for healthy my body, like mint tea keep me fresh, and some fruit tea, and also smoothie. Like in the morning I have like six seven glass waiting for me to drink, so I drink step by step, and then I run to the toilet
What's one meal that you're really good at cooking?
up and down. Tom yam gung, it Thai food, Thai soup. Tom yam gung is spicy and sour with shrimp,
Shrimp, what else is in it?
lemon glass, kefir and lemon and spicy stuff, chili with the shrimp. Yeah.
That sounds really good. I just got really hungry.
Me too. After this, but after this, I'm going to make hot pot.
Nice.
What in India, eat too much curry chicken. Now I need something different.
If you could meet anyone in the world, who would it be?
Who I want to meet? I don't know. Ricky Martin? I
Nice. And why is that?
think he's sexy. No comment. No comment.
What's your favorite movie?
Wait, I forgot. Oh, I just looked not long time ago. It's a little bit serious, but real story. Bratty Diamond. Brat Diamond.
Okay.
My
And
favorite, but it's interesting.
if you could choose one word to describe yourself, what would it be?
One word to discuss myself. What is that then? I don't know. I don't know this. Huh? I don't know.
Okay, that's fair enough. It looks like you require more than one word, but if we had to pick two, I imagine it would be positive energy.
Oh, that's too long, right? So
I
just cool. I am cool.
totally agree.
I feel like a fool of myself now.
Not at all. All right, well, that concludes our speed round. This has been Gray Area, and thanks for watching. Okay.
Thank you for having me.